This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always go check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon, good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, the president has called out the Senate GOP and told them to step up and fight. He has accused them of giving up on the election battle. Well, sometimes reality does set in a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, but, you know, we've got way too many unresolved issues.
Yep.
With the election.
Sure do.
And those things that are unresolved cause major concerns, not only for the Senate race in Georgia, but also it says we got midterms coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you guys are going to do? You know, he's really trying to ring the bell here, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some Republicans, there are in there, especially Democrats, that, you know, going into the election, they were ringing the alarm bells.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's kind of like, well, let's just get over it and keep moving on. That's not acceptable because, you know, while people don't trust government to start with,
yep,
they're having more and more reasons not to trust government. So whether it's federal or state or even local. So, you know, whether it comes to the Dominion machines, whether it comes to the ballots themselves, the poll workers, the printers, the mailings, you know, there's lots of piece parts here that are completely unresolved. And I would say that all of this is at the fault of Democrats,
mm-hmm,
with, you know, doing the mass mailings and so forth and so on. So anyway, I think he's right on this one. You know,
well,
you just can't kind of move forward. You have to address where we are.
Well, that's true. And his tweet was good news on the COVID relief bill, information to follow. And we found out that he's going to use something called the Impoundment Control Act to gut the wasteful spending to try to boost the stimulus checks to $2,000. Now, that's why the red ink on the tab telling Congress what he wants changed. And by the way, he's got a promise from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to hold a standalone vote for the $2,000 per person relief checks. He also has a statement from the Senate that they will consider legislation to repeal Section 230 of the Communications Act. He also has the promise from the Senate that they will conduct investigations into voter fraud, amongst other things.
Well, And, you know, that's at least the start.
But, yep.
We really need to have some hearings. We need to have some things on the calendar.
Yep.
And not just kind of promises. I mean, we are at a critical juncture here, and I can tell you that I am not going to trust a Biden-Harris administration
to do anything. You mean?
Well, and that's it.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the people that Biden is putting into his cabinet and nominating for a post here, it's telling us that they've got a whole nother agenda. So anything the Trump administration had begun or was, you know, gaining some traction on, they don't care about. That's the problem.
I heard an interview where Joe Biden came out and said, the people I'm putting in these cabinet positions are all trustworthy Americans. I'm thinking to myself, what? Near a tandem? What? What? Just for openers. I mean, that's the first place I'll start. Good Lord.
Well, yeah. Look, we're gonna have to watch things like we had never watched them before.
You bet. That's our job, kiddo.
But you know, trying to get people to do it.
I know. Well, it's a tough road to try to drive down. And people, you know, when you say something, sometimes they go, "Whoa, that can't be true. Nobody else is saying that. Listen to what the ABC is saying. Listen to what stop listening to them."
Well, not only that, but you're going to have to do your own work on these things, and then you're going to have to do some critical thinking. And you're going to have to, use reliable sources.
Okay.
And then challenge them.
I've got a little explanation here from our friend Jerry, and Jerry is in Seattle. He says, Captain, what President said he would do by signing the bill along with making rescissions under the, Impoundment Control Act allows the President to impound funds when he transmits a special message in accordance with the ICA. Upon sending a message, amounts proposed for the rescission, that is for the permanent cancellation of, may be impounded for a period of up to 45 days of contingent congressional session. Well, I did not know that, and I'm glad you told me that. All right, hold on.
Good.
Hold on. We'll be right back. And that's a good point. Thank you very much, Jerry. And I hope you're doing well up there in Seattle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Kathy is going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature has a website, balanceofnature.com. You can go over there, take a look at all the different health and wellness products they have over there, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save yourself 35% on your order. That's right, 35% is what you'll save by using the product code RESULT. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. And we are back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Hello again.
Hello.
Now, I'm just going to read this one last statement from the president on this ICA Act, which is actually known as the Empowerment Control Act, which has been around since 1974. And this sums it all up in a package, folks, because we did hear from Jerry in Seattle just a minute ago. But this is what the president said. Quote, I will sign the omnibus and COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a red line version. That's where he wrote his notes on a sidebar in a red pen, item by item, accompanied by the formal rescission request to Congress insisting that those funds be removed from the bill. I'm signing this bill to restore unemployment benefits, stop evictions, provide rental assistance, add money for PPP, return our airline workers back to work, add substantially more money for vaccine distribution, and much, much more. That's what the president said. And by the way, Monday, the House will vote. I don't know what time they'll be doing this, Denise, but they're going to vote to increase the payments, the House of Representatives, from $600 to $2,000. And then, shortly thereafter, the Senate is going to do the same.
I heard that same thing, that Pelosi was calling them back today to do that. I think the Impairment Control Act on the piece that the House can use the same thing. So it's an act that you know, not only the president can use, but the House of Representatives can use. So,
well, we'll see what happens, won't we?
Yes.
Now, little Dr. Fauci opened up his mouth once again and changed his perspective on the herd immunity threshold when it comes to the vaccines. First, he was saying something around 70% of the people needed to get the vaccine to make any difference. Now he's backed it down to about half of the people need to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
I wish he'd make up his mind.
Dr. Fauci,
huh?
Who?
Yeah, yeah, Dr. Well, you're right.
He's going to stay on the payroll because he's already working with the transition team.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going away for a while.
No, unfortunately, you are absolutely correct, and we'll just have to see where the heck this all goes to because Lord knows it's a mess as it stands now. Now, Democratic leaders warned little old Ms. Ayotte not to primary Chuck Schumer in 2022, either herself or by having one of their candidates show up. Isn't that interesting?
Well, she's put that threat out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she doesn't do well with threats, and even if she kind of rings the bell that's under consideration for her, if she chooses not to do it, there are others that can do it themselves. I mean, they can go put up a candidate, and that she would support that. So, I would be fine to get rid of Schumer, to be honest with you, but who they'd replace Schumer with, coming from her inventory of type people, would be probably more terrifying.
Well, how about Nancy Pelosi? Because there are some of the new Democratic progressives that have come in that are saying that they're not going to commit to supporting Nancy Pelosi as the speaker. That's got to be a real kick in it, you know what?
Well, that one's going to be interesting because, you know, the Republicans aren't going to vote for her, and
nope.
She can't afford to lose too many votes.
What, she got a 6-seat advantage or something like that?
Maybe, to keep her speakership. So, yeah, I mean, as far as being labeled a Democrat or Republican, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several that are very unsatisfied with her. So she's walking a thin line here.
Well, we'll see what happens. And by the way, I heard she made a deal this time around when she did get elected speaker that this would be her last term.
Yeah, well, what's the deal? I mean, because
she was not going to be the
congresswoman?
No, she was not going to be the speaker again. She was not going to run again as speaker. She was going to turn it over to somebody else, let somebody else run and decide. That's what I heard. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Dysfunctional is the only word that comes to mind.
Yeah, that's an understatement.
All right. Well, there was a Rasmussen poll out there, and this is one of the polls that I think you might get a kick out of. 75%, and by the way, the poll was equally Democrat and Republican, 50-50. 75% say they prefer capitalism. 11% say they prefer socialism. And 14% said they had no opinion at all. Oh, boy. What are we teaching these people?
Well, you know, let's go back to, I would say, about 100 years. And let's go back to Standard Oil. Let's go back to Ford Motor Company.
Okay.
You know, at the inception of the Model T and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
To the assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that really put the United States? It put us into being one of the most productive nations in the world.
You bet.
And it actually made the middle class a sizable, probably the most sizable class of people. So, you know, that was capitalism. That mm-hmm. was free enterprise. That was entrepreneurship. So, you know, let's look at history. Of course, you know, all these people that want the Bernie Sanders AI kind of thing, they don't even go back and look at history. They're looking forward. They don't care.
Now, I'm going to ask Chris Markowski in about 15 minutes about this, but I'm going to get your opinion first. The United Kingdom and the European Union may have signed a trade deal, which they did, but unfortunately, British businesses still are quite uncertain about the difficult changes they face. They're just kind of sitting there wondering, what do we do now?
Yeah, I would say Boris Johnson's been a colossal disappointment for a lot of reasons. And, you know, there was a movement after Brexit that several other countries were on the short list to do the same thing, to break up this entire European Union.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even Brexit itself is kind of still stalled. There hasn't been a true break from the European Union.
Right.
But Europe is in a tough situation because of COVID and production, I would say. They are in more trouble than we are because of output. You know, they don't have an industrial base. They don't have a manufacturing base like the United States does. And what they do have has suffered. So the outlook for Europe is a tough one. And they need a trade deal, but they also need a output factor, and they don't have that.
By the way, there's a report that just came in on the wire here. L.A. entertainment executive linked to Nashville bombing suspect. I have no idea what that's about. It's just a headline.
Well, I tried to tell you that at the very beginning, that this cat in Nashville, he did what is known as a quit claim on two pieces of real estate to her. That's in he did one in 2019 and then one this year. So that is her. She's in the entertainment business.
Okay.
Not in the conventional sense. She's more in kind of support business. So we don't know what that relationship is.
Well, we will talk tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, and we'll probably have some more information, I hope, on the Nashville bomber, and maybe we'll have a better idea of what's going on with the COVID relief package. So you have yourself a great day.
You too.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out the article she writes, and sign up for her daily sit rep.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators have officially named a suspect in the Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville.
Based on the evidence that we've gathered to this point, we've come to the conclusion that an individual named Anthony Warner is the bomber. That he was present when the bomb went off and that he perished in the bombing. base this conclusion on forensic evidence, including DNA evidence that you'll hear about, as well as evidence that was gathered at the scene of the bombing.
U.S. Attorney Don Cochran there speaking at a Sunday afternoon press conference. Officials at that conference did not mention having found a motive for the bombing, but say that their investigation is ongoing. They were interested in hearing from anyone who knew or may have interacted with the suspect before Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch. And it's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses to better serve you. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses. We'll tell you about where they're at, but check them out online, naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has got the two campuses, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one right down here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. And you can take a tour, and I would strongly suggest that you do just that. Give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, their website is naa.edu. Well, Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller joked that he was the very last of the first 200 U.S. Special Operations soldiers to invade Afghanistan in December of 2001. He was one of the horse soldiers. Something like landing at Omaha Beach a second before the stroke of midnight on D-Day. Now he's back.
to close down the war in Afghanistan. He was there last week, made an unscheduled appearance to get things squared away. We'll see how that works out. And even though President Trump vetoed the annual defense authorization bill last week after a delay of more than a week, saying the massive policy measure was a gift to China and Russia and failed to include several provisions he sees as necessary for national defense, they'll probably override that. The Senate is talking about coming in to override that probably tomorrow, the 29th is what I've been told. We'll see how that works out. Now, let's also mention that the show of force on U.S. streets and the crisis at Fort Hood tested the Army Secretary this year, because on June the 1st, federal police backed by National Guard troops fired tear gas at demonstrators near the White House, sending them running for cover in a barrage of pepper balls and flash grenades. Remember that? There was a National Guard behind the police making sure that they didn't get into the White House grounds, which they were trying to do. And finally, the barrage of rockets launched at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was the largest attack of the capital's green zone since 2010. 21 missiles were fired at our embassy. Some of them got close, but that's about the end of the story there. Now, I've got something very special because it's a light military news day. I'm going to play something that's very special. You're going to love this. Johnny Cash. This is called Ragged Old Flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waves from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Wow, Wow. What can you say to something like that? Unbelievable. Johnny Cash. And I had forgotten I had that. And today was a light news day when it comes to the military, because they've been on vacation, too, with their folks that do the news publications for those of us that keep up with the military news stories. So I had an opportunity to play that. I found that, and I said, well, okay, I'm going to do that. So there you go. And I was happy to do it, and it's got so much meaning to it. I know a lot of people definitely enjoyed that. Now, Chris Markowski is coming up here in a few minutes, and I got several different things I'm going to be talking about with him, including the Brexit deal, because that certainly is beyond my pay grade. But I want to know what he has to say about all of that. I know it's definitely going to probably affect the stock market to a certain degree, you would think. And, of course, we still have this continued gold we keep hearing all the time. Buy gold, this, that, and the other. Well, we're going to do a little checking with Chris on that, because he's got a maybe a little different way of doing things. And, by the way, how come nobody's talking about tax cuts again? Is it because everybody knows that Joe Biden's going to raise the taxes? Well, you know, proven before that if you want to stimulate the economy, you do something to help out the people when it comes to the taxes, business and individuals. I mean, we did it in my little town in upstate New York many years ago. We did the only thing we could do. It was roll back the property taxes for everybody and then help out the new people coming in. And it worked. Flat out, simply worked. So, again, these are the little things that the little people know about, and the big folks don't want to know about it because, well, they might lose some of their own. And by the way, was there anybody other than me that didn't notice that in the budget and all that stuff, there was $10 million? For congressional pay raises. Now, there's 435 representatives in the House of Representatives and 100 senators. So that's 535 getting a $10 million pay raise. Now, I realize there's some employees in there, too, of the congressional reps that would probably get a certain amount of money. But you know the congressional reps would get the highest amount of money. You know that for sure. But what the heck? What makes them so special? They can just vote themselves pay raises all the time and it just slips through and nobody knows it. Well, maybe not this time. Maybe not this time. And I know there's been times in the past when they've been caught red-handed trying to give themselves a pay raise when they didn't take it. They didn't get it. They changed their mind because of the mood of the country. All right, we're coming back, and we'll see what Chris Markowski has to say about all this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, for a limited time, you can save 35% on everything they've got at the website, balanceandnature.com, and they are a health and wellness products company. You can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save yourself 35% on your order. Just order away and save that money. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. And if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceandnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceandnature.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. And you left the sled at home, right?
I left the sled at home, but one last day here today in beautiful sunny Tampa, Florida. Heading back to New York later on this afternoon.
Well, don't go back near Syracuse, because up north, Oswego, all the way over 104 to 81 and all the way to Watertown, lake effect snow again, or should I say still?
Yeah, that's that time of year. You know what you're getting when you go up down there at this time of year. It's kind of confounding.
Well, hang on. We got a caller on the line. It's Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mike, you had a question for the watchdog on Wall Street. Go ahead.
Couple of things, Chris. First of all, hope you had a Merry Christmas. I see two things on the horizon that are probably not going to be sustainable. President Trump lowered the corporate tax rate, which encouraged companies to do investments, take the money that they saved from the ridiculously high tax rate and do good things for us. So I can guarantee you Biden is probably going to try to raise the corporate tax rate again. And then the other thing that I see is unsustainable and I want your opinion on is a lot of these states, including Florida, passed $15 an hour minimum wage. Now, it's going to take a few years for it to fully kick in, but between rising corporate tax rates and $15 an hour minimum, you do the math, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that it's going to be disastrous. If folks, if you think you're paying high money for food and staples and whatever it is that you like to buy, wait till it hits $15 an hour for minimum wage. The costs are going to be astronomical, and oh, by the way, a lot of these companies are either going to eliminate jobs or automate them. So I just want to see what your thoughts on that are, Chris. I think it's a horrible thing, but it is what it is, and people voted for it down here in Florida. I voted against it. So let me know what you think.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Mike. Go ahead, Chris.
Great, great points. And, any single time you're going to raise the cost to a business, they're going to pass that cost on down to their customers. That's all the corporate tax is. People love saying, oh, let's tax corporations more. Okay, then you're just agreeing to tax yourself more. You walk into a Starbucks and you buy a cup of coffee, you're paying the corporate tax. That tax is priced into the coffee that they sell you. All businesses, whether the products or, you know, that they give you or the services that they provide, that is a cost of doing business. So, I agree wholeheartedly that that's going to obviously raise prices. Now, when it comes to minimum wage, I think businesses, they're going to either pass that cost on, or what I do think is probably going to happen is you're going to continue to see this move towards automation and having to cut back on your workforce. I mean, you can see it in some respects in certain places of the country now, or you may want to walk into a big box store and you seem like they're terribly understaffed for whatever reason it may be, and they have a lot of the self-checkout lines that they're going to. They're going to find ways to cut costs. Minimum wage to me is purely arbitrary in the sense that, even take a look at the state of Florida. I was dismayed that they passed that as well here in the state. I didn't get that. You know, the cost of living in Tampa and Miami is much different than it is in some place like Gainesville or Ocala. So, you know, $15 an hour means a lot more money in Ocala than it does in those places. I've always said this to people. I said, if you could show me how you came up with $15 an hour, you can show me your work, your math that says that that should be the minimum wage, then show me your work. It's just an arbitrary number. 15, why not 20? Why not 25? Why not 30? And it's funny, it's the same argument was made by Rand Paul in a different way last week or the week before. It was last week when he was going off about the stimulus.
Last week, yeah.
It was the last week. And then he said, okay, you know, $600, why not 2,000? Why not 5,000? It's just an arbitrary number that they're throwing out there. It really doesn't make any sense.
Be careful what you wish for, because a family of four is going to get $5,200 right now. That's the maximum they can get. By the way, if this passes, now, President Donald Trump did announce last night that he was signing the coronavirus stimulus package and the government spending bill, and that he would use the Empowerment Control Act of 1974 in an attempt to get Congress to drop what he called wasteful spending in order to get them to boost the coronavirus stimulus checks up to the levels that he demanded last week. Now, he's going to do what's called a red line on the tab on the bill that he's sending back. And this, I understand, is something that that puts in limbo, impounds funds when he transmits this special message in accordance with the ICA for 45 days. They cannot use it. 45 days of continuous congressional session. So if the Congress adjourns come New Year's for a day or two, the 45 days starts over again.
I think it's, you know, the president recognizing that really not much he can do. He brought attention to the issue, but you know as well as I do, 45 days from now, it'll be a completely different news cycle.
That's right.
Nobody will even remember any of this stuff, and the money will be spent. So he holds it up for 45 days, and all those those countries out there that we're going to be cutting checks to, they're going to get their check 40, it's like saying checks in the mail. They'll just get it 45 days later. And it's just how it's going to work. It's unfortunate, but, you know, Congress has got to approve those rescissions, and I don't see them doing that. I mean, I saw Republicans on TV saying, hey, well, you know, we need to send this money to Pakistan, and we need to send this thing. And I'm like, we do? Yeah, it'd be great, you know, to give money away if we actually had it, but we don't. So it's just nuts to me.
Well, what he's restoring in the way of money in the bill is I'm signing this bill to restore unemployment benefits, which actually ended Saturday night at midnight, to stop evictions, to provide rental assistance, to add money for PPP, to return our airline workers back to work, and substantially more money for vaccine distribution and much more, which includes the stimulus check. Now, everything else is going to be redlined, is my understanding, including that money going to Pakistan. But my question is, how about the $10 million pay raise for Congress, which I'm not sure, I'm pretty sure, though, that that includes the 435 members of the House, their staffers, as well as the 100 senators and their staffers. I'm pretty sure that's what that $10 million is.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure the nuance of where exactly that money is going, whether it's for staffing or whatever it may be. I don't. You know, the one thing that he did put in there that, again, it's incomplete. Congress not doing their jobs. They talk about, you know, evictions and moratoriums on evictions. Yeah, I get it. You want to help people from getting thrown out of their homes. But what about the landlords? I'm going to seem heartless here, but there are people out there that have rental properties that have to pay the heat and the electricity and the taxes and the upkeep on these properties, yet they've got no money coming in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how does that work? I mean, maybe they should get some help as well. There is that dynamic that's out there. And you know, you talk about the economy. Yeah, I did a little recon when I was down here in Florida. You're a state that's open for the most part. But, you know, I went and I saw what it was like in Orlando. I just went and took a look at these massive conference centers that haven't been used in almost a year at this point in time. And I'm saying to myself, this is a lot of collapse that's going to happen. And it's going to get really, really ugly because you can't sustain these properties. It's like you're flushing money down the toilet. Massive losses we've got moving forward. You know, if this is packed into securities, you know, what we're looking at, you know, quite frankly, something makes 2008 and 2009 look like nothing. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Well, the NFL, and I think you and I talked about this briefly about a week ago, the NFL in a passing way on Sunday about 10 days ago or thereabouts, it wasn't last week, I think it was the week before, said, you know, if we can get the people vaccinated, we may allow more people, provided if Florida allows us to do it, we may allow more people that can prove they've been vaccinated into the Super Bowl. Well, obviously they want more people there, and if that's the way they're going to do it, it may or may not work. Anyway, here comes the music, so I gotta let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great trip back home.
Got it. Thanks, Matt.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. He's been down here in Florida doing a little business stuff, and we'll be talking to him again tomorrow morning. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why should I do it? Why should I do it?
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.